Hi, I'm Roy Anderson, and I want to remind everybody that I was elected by the majority. And why I felt the petition was not following the due process, it would take a minimum of 8 votes to vote off the total board. Well, I was elected by the general membership, the majority. And whenever I found out that the petition was going around, I really do admire people that stick up for what they believe in. I think we all have a general purpose here. Even if I disagree with a lot of you, I am proud to see you here. When I went around and I asked a few people regarding the petition, and I never asked anybody, I want to make this very clear, why they signed a petition. I asked them if they were aware that I was on the board and if they were aware of the board members. And whenever I got to the first 6, half of those didn't realize that I was on the board, not that I'm anybody important, but again, I was elected by everybody. And I stand up for everybody, believe it or not. So I felt this petition was not fair because it didn't name us. People didn't know actually who they were trying to remove or the purpose of the general membership or the general meeting. I did see on the petition, it was spelled out right on the top. It said removal of all the board members. When I spoke to some people, and this is why I made my decision, they told me, well, we were told that it wasn't all the board members. There's just a few of them that we don't care for. Well, true or false, that's why I was told, or that's what I was told. So I felt in the best reason of the whole membership, I want a petition that's legal, that states our names, and if you are going to get a petition, I suggest you move fast because there is turmoil with the credit union. We have to move forward. If it's another board or us, we have to all rally together so we can get a CEO in here to do the job and take over. But if we're divided, we will fall. Also, as far as education, Tim, and I appreciate you coming up with that question. When I was asked to be a board member years ago by Tom Pratt, I wasn't asked about my qualifications, but I will say this, at every meeting, I read every word of the packet. I study my packet, and I will always ask questions. I will buck the odds, I don't care. I will represent the guy that's got crap underneath his fingernails. And Marco, I've got to say this, I've always admired you as a mayor. And one time you said something that kind of offended me, but it was true. You said, on Problem Corner, you said, you know, sometimes people call it Problem Corner and they don't know all the facts and they're making decisions based on things they're hearing on the street and they don't have all the knowledge they think they do. No offense, but most people in this room don't have the knowledge I do as far as the credit union goes. If you disagree with my morals or my principles, vote us off. It just takes 8 of you to do it. And you know what? And knock yourself out, because if you truly feel we're going the wrong direction, you need to replace us. But again, with the information I have, I'm doing the best I can for you guys. And it's a no thank you job. So if anybody has a question directly for me, knock yourself out. Tim, tell me if I'm wrong here, bro. When you said, made the comment that we said we don't need them, I said I never read them. Yes, we all need further education. So I should be reading them. That is a fact. I wasn't asked that question whenever I became a board member. I was not told that till after I was a board member. Yes, anytime you can read a book, you're furthering your education. Yes, I should be getting more knowledge. But I do read my packet, and as far as the board goes, I'm probably the least educated. But I'll tell you this, I'm as honest as they come on this board, and I want to say one thing also. You know, there was a comment about some of our senior board members, and there's attack against them. I'll tell you, when I sit there at those board meetings, I'm amazed the knowledge they have. And there was even a comment, and Bonnie, forgive me for saying this, but I gotta say it or I won't feel good about myself, about how Bonnie treats the money at the credit union like it was hers. Well, isn't that the way it should be?
No.
Oh, don't you want somebody to take care of your money like it was their own? When you borrow something, didn't your mother tell you when you borrow something, treat it like it was your own? Am I missing a point? Vote me off.